The main theme that I talk about is, in the words of Michael Shermer, why do people believe weird things? As an amateur magician, hypnotist, physician, and brain behavior neuropsychiatrist who specializes in brain behavior relationships, and as a researcher with an interest in evolutionary psychology, molecular genetics, and cultural anthropology, among other things, I believe that I have a unique perspective on this question. And here is my answer. The human brain did not evolve to play chess. In fact, it evolved in such a way that makes chess the hardest of all games for us to play. Nevertheless, Garry Kasparov hands the best computer on the planet its ass on a platter on a regular basis. Humans are smart, but they are not logical. They are what I call intelligently illogical. They are intelligently illogical. The best example, of course, is Spock and Kirk. One is almost purely logical and the other is intelligently illogical. The bottom line, it's nice to have Spock, but Kirk is your captain. Why is Kirk the captain? He's the captain because he possesses the uniquely human quality of being intelligently illogical. Think about it. Let's imagine that you are God. You are designing a species that you want to survive, but you are giving them very tiny brains and placing them in a very complex environment. Should you give them brains that do logic? Reason? You see, for logic to work, you must have information that ensures that all of your premises are true and accurate. Without good intel, logic is worthless. If we had evolved computer brains, we would not have survived. And Garry would be getting his ass kicked. No, you would need to give this species a brain that is good at categorizing everything in the environment in order to simplify things. Maybe even a brain that is good at dichotomizing everything so you only have to pick between two answer choices. This species would need to be able to make quick decisions and stick to them with confidence. In fact, a network of small brains would work much better than a single small brain. You must figure out how to network every brain in the species. The network connection must be stronger than any desire to go it alone. And yet, you will need to have a few of the brains, perhaps 10%, that are capable of independent thought. These 10% can look out for trouble and guide the rest to safety. Also, if you supply these brains with more sensory input than they are capable of being consciously aware of at any given point in time, you know, due to their limited ability to instantaneously process enormous amounts of information, then you can increase the amount of information that is guiding their decision process. They will call it thinking with their gut, or having a gut instinct. However, even with all these very savvy innovations, they will still be overwhelmed by such a complex environment. So, they need a thought process that weighs risk and benefit and is willing to tolerate some risk and causes them to make a decision that has a probability of success, but may not be the 100% most logical choice. Now you have a species that will not only survive, but it might actually thrive. They will certainly kick the Klingons' asses.